In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
More DC and Marvel crossover creators revealed. Mark Millar launches Kickstarter. Skull Kickers gets Compact Comics Collection. This is Comic Book Club News for May 29, 2025. Hot on the heels of the reveal of the first two DC and Marvel crossover comics in over two decades, we now know some of the additional creators working on Marvel's Deadpool Batman. Per Bleeding Cool, the upcoming issue of Marvel Previews lists Zeb Wells and Greg Capullo, who are collaborating on the main story for the issue. But it also lists additional creators. Kevin Smith, Chip Zdarsky, Kelly Thompson, Adam Kubert, Terry Dodson, Guri Hyrou, and more. So start your speculation engines as to what characters those creators will be taking on. Kevin Smith is well known for runs on both Daredevil and Green Arrow, which seems like a no-brainer mashup. Chip Zdarsky is also known for Daredevil and wrote Batman for DC, but is on Marvel's upcoming Captain America comic, so we could see something in that direction. And the inclusion of Kelly Thompson and Guri Hyrou seems to indicate we could be getting a Jeff the Landshark story. Perhaps meeting Absolute Wonder Woman? Whatever these backup mashups are, we'll likely know over the next few months as Deadpool Batman hits stores on September 17th. Followed by DC's Batman Deadpool in November. We regret to inform you that Mark Millar is back at it again. As announced in The Hollywood Reporter, Millar and John Romita Jr. have launched a Kickstarter for a new title, Psychic Sam. In the book, a man starts to have voices tell him about murders that haven't happened yet, but when he ignores them, the bodies start piling up, so he takes matters into his own hands and starts killing people in advance. If that sounds like What If Minority Report featured the Punisher and lacked any ethical nuance, yeah, that sounds about right. Comics are back, baby. As Millar explains to THR, the idea for Psychic Sam came after Marvel asked him to do a big event series, and DC asked him to do a Superman book. Instead, he decided to do a Kickstarter outside of his Netflix contract with his kick-ass collaborator, Romita Jr. This all sounds like a very true and accurate recounting of events, and not suspicious at all. Anyway, the project is now live on Kickstarter. It is not just already funded, it's also already in development as a movie from one of the producers of The Gentlemen. Always great to see a scrappy young comic book creator working outside of the system to make it big. So congrats to Millar. Jim Zub and Edwin Hong's modern classic fantasy comedy series Skull Kickers is the latest book to get a Compact Comics collection. All 34 issues of the Oni Press book will be collected across three digest-sized volumes, starting in February of 2026. Titled Skull Kickers Compact Attack Editions, this is the second title Oni will release in the format. Previously announced, several Rick and Morty comics will be collected into a digest, priced at $9.99. However, this Skull Kickers release is closer to the format DC pioneered for their Compact Comics, collecting a consecutive run versus a selection of titles. While Oni has yet to announce whether these digests will also be released for $9.99, the first will hit stores on February 18, 2026, the second on March 18, and the third on April 22nd. We've reached out to Oni Press to clarify the price point, but did not hear back as of recording time. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And what will Mark Millar think of next? Daredevil, but he can see? Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.